Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 28th. You'll be interested to know. 236 years ago, today, in 1789, the mutiny on the Bounty unfolded in the South Pacific Ocean. Led by Fletcher Christian, the crew of the British ship HMS Bounty rebelled against Captain William Bligh, setting him and 18 loyal sailors adrift in a small boat. This remarkable event has inspired numerous books, films, and discussions about leadership, loyalty, and human resilience. Captain Bligh's extraordinary navigation skills enabled him to guide the small boat over 3,600 nautical miles to safety, showcasing the indomitable spirit of exploration and survival. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 45 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a beautiful sunny day with temperatures reaching around 73 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, cooling down to a low of 53 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 6, with a high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 77 and a southwest wind. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Wednesday brings sunny weather again with a high near 72 and a northwest wind. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 45. On Thursday, expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 65. Thursday night has a chance of rain showers after midnight with a low around 50. Friday continues with a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy skies, at a high near 71. Friday night will also have a chance of rain showers with a low around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the race for mayor of Boston, outside financial support is skyrocketing, with New Balance chairman Jim Davis donating $1 million to the Super PAC backing candidate Josh Kraft. This trend reflects a growing influence of Super PACs in local elections, a phenomenon noted by Brendan Glavin from Open Secrets. The group Your City, Your Future, which Davis funded, aims to support candidates fostering a thriving, affordable, and sustainable Boston. Meanwhile, incumbent Mayor Michelle Wu is expected to receive backing from super PACs tied to unions. Analysts suggest that Davis' support could link Kraft to the controversial former President Trump, complicating his campaign. Now on to sports. In 2024, Michael Jordan earned an astounding $300 million, surpassing Cristiano Ronaldo's $260 million, making him the world's highest-paid active athlete. After retiring from the NBA in 1993, Jordan famously stated he would need a contract of $300 million to return for money. His impressive income is largely due to his partnership with Nike, which started in 1984 and has generated significant revenue, including $7 billion last year. Jordan's total career earnings have reached $3 billion, bolstered by investments, most notably in the Charlotte Hornets. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox dominated the Guardians with a 13-3 victory. Rafi Devers homered for the Sox, and Duran dazzled with 4 hits. They earned the win, improving to 2-0. The Sox exploded with 3 runs in the 5th inning, highlighted by Rafaela's sacrifice fly. The Sox's bats were on fire, bringing their record to 16-14. Tomorrow night, the Sox head to Toronto for Game 1 of a 3-game series against the Blue Jays. Garrett Crochet takes the mound with a 3.19 ERA against Bowden Francis, who has a 3.58 ERA. First pitch is at 7:07 under the dome at Rogers Center. Last night, the Celtics edged past the Magic 107-98 in Orlando. Jason Tatum was simply unstoppable, posting 37 points and pulling down 14 rebounds. Jaylen Brown chipped in with 21 points and 11 boards. Boston now leads the series 3-1. Despite Paolo Banchero's 31 points, the Magic couldn't withstand the relentless Celtics offense, setting the stage for Game 5, back at the Garden on Tuesday night. In top news, Google is training a new artificial intelligence model called Dolphin Gemma to decode dolphin vocalizations with hopes of enabling humans to communicate back. Set for an open-source release this summer, Dolphin Gemma is based on decades of research from the Wild Dolphin Project, which has gathered extensive audio and video data from Atlantic spotted dolphins in the Bahamas. This model identifies patterns in dolphin sounds, potentially revealing insights beyond human perception. Additionally, researchers are developing a device named Chat, which will help dolphins learn to mimic sounds associated with specific objects. However, the debate continues over whether animal communication constitutes true language. In business news, OpenAI's chief executive officer, Sam Altman, revealed that the company's electricity costs have surged tens of millions of dollars due to users being polite to ChatGPT. A recent survey indicated that 67% of individuals in the United States use polite language with AI, with some citing concerns over a potential AI uprising. However, politeness comes with an energy cost. A report found that ChatGPT consumes 1,059,000,000 kilowatt hours annually, leading to an estimated annual expenditure of about $140 million. Despite these costs, OpenAI remains financially robust, having recently raised $40 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to just over $94,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 7% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking mission, scientists have drilled deeper into the Earth's mantle than ever before, providing a rare opportunity to study this vast layer. They extracted a core measuring 1,268 meters, revealing serpentinized peridotite, formed by the interaction of salt water and mantle rock. Although they did not reach the Mohorovicic discontinuity, or MOVO, the study offers valuable insights into the composition of the upper mantle, including Harzburgite and gabbros. With the future of such drilling missions uncertain, this research could illuminate the processes that have shaped our planet. And in entertainment news, in The Accountant 2, Ben Affleck returns as the titular hero, showcasing a comedic twist on his character's struggles with autism. Co-starring John Bernthal as his brother, the film offers unexpected charm, like Affleck's character participating in a line dance. This sequel, directed by Gavin O'Connor, shifts from the previous film's serious tone to blend comedy and action. The plot involves a mystery tied to human trafficking, showcasing Affleck's analytical skills, and introducing Bernthal's character as a humorous counterpart. The film hints at potential franchise expansion, promising more adventures for these unique characters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and animator, Walt Disney. And he said, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.